Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. As Adam Avesius walks past a branch of the Chicago Public Library, he gets into an argument with a teen boy. The argument turns into a fight. During the fight, Avesius drops a handgun, and when he picks it up, the teen runs toward a group of minors who come out of the library to see what's going on. Avesius shoots into the crowd, hitting the teen twice and a second 12-year-old boy in the back.
After the shooting, Avesius tried to run from the scene, but the other minors who had gathered outside the library chased Avesius and cornered him in a nearby store. Police had to separate the group from Avesius before they took him into custody. Cops recovered 5 shell casings from the scene and discovered the handgun Avesius was carrying had a defaced serial number.
Avesius, 37, charged with aggravated battery. Chandler Simmons, 26, enters a Florida high school telling a security guard he's the new assistant wrestling coach. Unconvinced, the guard escorts Simmons off the property. Days later, the high school's athletic director passes through the weight room, heading home for the evening, and discovers Simmons in the middle of a workout. The director calls cops, who say Simmons told them he just wanted a free gym. Simmons apparently did not foresee the cost of a trespassing charge. Hey, they've got a weight room in the jailhouse, I'm sure. More crime and justice news after this.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Federal authorities have announced that a wanted fugitive has been apprehended in Philadelphia in connection with the shooting deaths of 3 individuals, including 2 children who were playing with kittens in the backyard of their Pennsylvania home. For more, we bring in Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
27-year-old Ivan Claudio Rosero was apprehended without incident Tuesday night, according to the U.S. Marshals Service, after being found at a park. The May 30th killings in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, prompted the arrest of 2 further suspects, one of whom was a child. The prosecution says the other adult suspect and Rosero will both face the death penalty. The brothers, 8-year-old Jesus and 9-year-old Sebastian Perez Salome, and another victim were killed. 19-year-old Joshua Lugo Perez was the 3rd victim and was allegedly the target of the gunman because of what the investigators have referred to as, quote, a previous argument.
Although he shared a residence with the boys where the shooting took place, Lugo Perez was not related to the children. A Missouri man who attempted to help a friend escape from a small-town jail while shooting and killing 2 guards has now been executed. At the state jail in Bonterra, 42-year-old Michael Tysius received a lethal injection of phenobarbital and was declared dead at 6:10 p.m. local time Tuesday night. Tysius was found guilty of killing Jason Acton and Leon Egli in the small Randolph County Jail on June 22, 2000. In an appeal, Tysius' attorneys claimed that a jury member at a sentencing hearing was illiterate in violation of Missouri law and requested the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the execution. That motion was denied by the court Tuesday afternoon. Our friends at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch are telling us that a 67-year-old man has admitted to killing a woman in Missouri 3 decades ago, then abandoning her bound body in the woods. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch is reporting that Kirby R. King has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and felony restraint in the death of Carla Jane Delcour. The 22-year-old woman was found dead with her wrists and neck bound in Franklin County woods close to St. Clair, Missouri. Following the discovery of Delcour's body in 1987, King, whose social circles coincided with Delcour's, was questioned but never put on trial. King was arrested in 2019 and initially charged with second-degree murder after the Franklin County Sheriff's Office restarted the investigation in 2018.
32 years after Delcour's murder, investigators have not revealed if fresh information contributed to King's arrest. The chief prosecutor in Manhattan has disavowed over 300 convictions involving police officers found guilty of crimes. These are the most recent of more than 1,000 cases involving police officers either accused or found guilty that have been dropped statewide. The most recent abandoned convictions, almost all misdemeanors, go back to 1996. Each includes one of 9 cops who have since been found guilty of crimes committed while on the job. The offenses include accepting bribes, selling firearms without a license, lying under oath, and injecting drugs into suspects. The officers are no longer employed by their departments. According to the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, the prosecutions resulted in the incarceration of over 50 people and the imposition of fines on another 130.
Kennedy Walton visits with her mom at her home in a St. Louis suburb. That evening, Kennedy borrows her mom's car for a night out. Her roommate sees her leave Shomi's Bar and Grill around 2 a.m., but when she gets home, Kennedy Walton's not there. Her phone goes straight to voicemail. A week later, the Chevy Tahoe Walton borrowed found abandoned 2 blocks from Walton's home. A witness says she saw a man park the car and get out. Kennedy Walton now missing over a year. If you have information on Kennedy Walton's disappearance, please call Belleville, Illinois PD, 618-234-1212. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.